What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
From Wondery and Audible comes Class of 88, a new podcast hosted by Will Smith. Before 1988, a lot of people didn't take hip-hop seriously. But hip-hop today touches everything, from film to fashion to sports. So what changed? Follow Class of 88 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, broadcasting live from a Scottish castle, and joining me also from a separate but also equally creepy Scottish castle, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you? How's your castle?
Well, hello, Ben. Hi.
Is that the sound of Trishel with a sore throat?
I accuse you.
No, that's the sound of me on a Monday. Okay, Monday. Hey, we're doing great. Everything is great. I'm still waiting for this testosterone to kick in. I got testosterone pellets on my butt 2 weeks ago. I'm waiting to become manlier. They said, oh my God, it's going to change your life. And then I told Jeff Lewis, I got testosterone in my butt. And he's like, oh my God, it's going to change your life. Everyone keeps saying it's going to change my life. Where's my fucking life changed? It's not changed. My life is not changed. Okay. Am I hairier? Yes, because I don't even have the energy to shave. So my life has not changed. So
there
do I need more testosterone in my butt? What needs to happen? Matt Maher told me I should be getting boners every 5 minutes. I'm not getting boners every 5 minutes. What the hell?
You just said you were getting too lazy to shave your hair. You, my friend, are becoming a straight man. You have your testosterone in you. Congratulations.
I've always been that way, though. I've always been one of the lazier gays.
Me too. We're two lazy gays. I feel like that's why I always love the show Happy Endings, because Max, the character of Max, the gay on that show, I was like, finally, as a lazy gay, I am represented on this show. You know, we don't all have it together, okay? We're not all Carson Kressleys, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if that's the best example, but I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying. Like, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman had a show a long time ago, and she was neighbors with, like, two sloppy gays. They were just dirty, unshaven, gross gays who liked playing video games and stuff.
Yeah.
That's us. That's nice being that kind of a gay.
Look at me. I'm in my hoodie sweatshirt. I'm unkempt. Anyway. today we are talking about traitors. Before we get into that, there's still a week left to watch the replay of the Crappies, which was so fun. Go check that out. We had a great time doing that. We also have some shows coming up in May. At the top of May, we're part of Netflix is a Joke. So go check out our website for links to that. That's going to be at the Kookaburra Lounge in Hollywood, which will be opening very soon. It's beautiful. We got a sneak peek. And then later in May, we are going across the Atlantic, and we have shows in London, Dublin, and Birmingham. And they're going to be amazing. We've already declared that they are going to be amazing. So if you want to make a vacation out of it, or if you are someone who lives in those areas, come join us. The ticket links, again, are at watchforcrappens.com. We are deeply excited for this, and it's going to be wonderful. And, you know, what a time to be alive.
As opposed to murdered. Murdered. So this week, you know, this show is unfair. It's not
so rude.
You can't end on a cliffhanger. They already give us very little information at the end of these shows, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they kick someone off, but then you have to wait until the next morning, which is the next week, to find out who gets banished, instead of just giving you the double whammy at the end of the show. And this week we didn't even find out who gets banished. Like, what the hell, bro?
I think that was like, I think, okay, my prediction is that our sweet Phaedra is a goner, and they just want to tease out the prospect of Phaedra being on the show for one more week, since everyone on the internet is obsessed with Phaedra right now. That's my thinking.
Well, I hope not.
I hope not.
But I have to tell you, I love putting baby in a corner. Oh my God, Phaedra just gets so nasty when she's put in the corner, and I love it. Yes,
I know.
Rip him anyone, girl.
I know, and Trishelle's drive me absolutely nuts. I hate that she's right too. Like, it's such a weird place to be in that Trishelle is right, but she drives me nuts. And I don't know about you, Ronnie, but when the episode ended, I spent like the next 12 hours concocting arguments that Phaedra could have used to save herself. Like, I became like her lawyer all of a sudden, and I would like wake up in the middle of the night. It's like, she should have also pointed out this. Why did she not mention that? She could have done this. I could have destroyed their logic by saying that.
Here's the thing, and this is how I've always felt watching this show, and maybe I'm just too dumb. You know, maybe it's one of those things where I think I'm so smart, but it's actually just me being more stupid than others. But I don't think there is any logic to it. That's like, people are randomly picked to be the murderers, and then you have to guess who it is, but it's not like they have any real motive, you know what right. I mean? Or it's not like they actually were at a place, you know? What do you need? Motive, opportunity, and whatever. They don't have to have opportunity. They don't have to have motive. They don't have to have any of this stuff. And as it goes on, they start getting motive or whatever. You can start picking little things here and there. But for the most part, it's just an exercise in groupthink and watching people immediately turn because they don't want to not be part of the group. So if one person says very emphatically, Ben, it's you. You're a fucking traitor. And people don't think it's you, then they're afraid of looking left out because they don't think it's you. And then so they just all jump on. It's like the witch burnings, you know, the big witch burnings in Salem. Remember those times? I mean, what a time to be a dead. Okay.
Right.
Let's only talk about a time to not be alive. You know, how many people would have called me a witch? They call me a witch all the time now. They got to burn me back then. It's just a very, very scary time of groupthink. Thanks, traitors.
Yeah, I agree. It is about groupthink, which is what is so fun about it. But I guess it's more like I come up with in my mind arguments to poke holes in people's logic. So when Trishelle is, you know, Trishelle has pushed the whole house against Phaedra. But the truth is, all Trishelle is going off of, even though she happens to be right, but all she is really going off of is a theory that Dan must have sacrificed another traitor in order to save himself, which is a smart theory. I'm not going to take that away from her. It's a smart theory. But at the end of the day, it is just a theory. And everything is based off of this theory. And ultimately, what I want Phaedra to do is say, look, you know what? Like, I have this, like, Dan piled on me. And, like, all you have is just this suspicion about Dan. Dan threw me under the bus, put his stink on me, and that's all you have is a stink from Dan. And now you've built a whole case around what Dan said, and it's ridiculous. And you're going to railroad me out of this house just the way you railroaded Peppermint, just the way you railroaded Maxim and Larsa. Innocent people get railroaded because they get one piece of stink on them, and then everyone just assumes that that's correct. Now, of course, it is correct in this case, but
and it's also more than one piece of stink because it was also Parvati who threw her under the bus. So now Trishelle is saying both of the traitors we've caught have said your name, which is them trying to look good by offering you up. So I think that's what ultimately gets her, and it is that she was betrayed by the other traitors.
And if I were Phaedra, I would say, well, they're both, I mean, they're traitors. They were working together. They're putting a concerted effort on me. And then Peter says things like, oh, well, but like I didn't, why would I go after Bergie if I knew he had the shield? And I would say, well, because you were recruited by Parvati. That's why I started working together with her. Like, there are all these things that I wanted Phaedra to say. And I feel like she was great, but she's kind of run out of steam a little bit. Like, she wasn't able to counter all the attacks as well this week.
Well, Phaedra's never really been good at logical arguments. Mm. She's good at tearing people down, like, and just making them feel like shit. I mean, this is like classic Housewives, you know what I mean? It's not about, like, who's the best lawyer. It's about who makes you cry the most in court. Like the whole Kenya, well, what I do know about you is that you will be getting sperm from a pizza delivery man because you cannot find a man with a real working penis to impregnate you and have a baby in your terrible. I mean, just like a completely ripped the woman down, you know what right. I mean? That's the court of Phaedra. So she had that going for her. But I think sometimes, especially when you're not in a housewives
locale set. You're not on a housewife set. People can actually use that kind of argument against you. You know what I mean? Like, everybody doesn't want to be read like she read Peter. Right. I mean, Peter was like, wow. And it was great for any housewife fan. But shit, if I was in that house, I'd be like, shit, kick her off just so she doesn't read me for filth. My God.
By the way, I'm mad at NBC and Peacock because they included that amazing line, like, I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose. They include that line in the trailer for the season. And I feel like they should not have done that because that was such an amazing line. And I wish it had, for me, had been more of a surprise in that moment.
Well, what can I tell you? Okay. I'll have the fucking preview people call you and apologize for putting dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park previews. Okay?
People got to know what
they're getting into.
I would like an apology. All right, let's get into it. Previously on the Traitors. So basically the big thing was that Phaedra was given the opportunity to recruit someone, and if they turn her down, they are going to be mad. So she chose Kate. So now we see Kate going to the dungeon in a very Kate way, where she's like, where am I going? This is like sort of boring and stupid, but at least I'm away from the other people, so I'll take it.
This place is disgusting. I've seen more personality in the Chili's. Not saying something. She's like just disgusted, which she should be. But then Phaedra takes off her hood and Kate's like, wow, you sly fox.
Phaedra's like, hello, Kate. Tonight I have an alternative for you. Join me as a traitor or else I will have to murder you. You're smart. You're clever. I think you'll make a crazy cool killer with me. So what is your answer? And Kate's looking at her like, I mean, you had me at hello. You didn't even have to do that whole paragraph. As the human brain weighs 8 pounds. I accept.
So, I'm just a girl in a dungeon. So,
standing in front of another girl, facing her,
another girl
to be a traitor.
So Phaedra, who is just like relishing this, is like, awesome. I don't want to have to leave you to die. We will be a murdering duo. Okay, calm down.
Okay, let's it's still a game show.
You can relax.
So, okay, it's like, I mean, she's really not giving me a choice here, but I do love a dramatic cloak, and I do love a VIP club, and I do love knowing secrets, so I guess I'm a traitor now. Might be fun. Yeah.
So Phaedra's like, come with me. We're going to murder someone. Okay. All right. Calm down there, tiger. Okay. So they go to the turret and she's like, huh? So do you spend a lot of time up here?
Murdering.
Okay. I get it. You're Phaedra's terrifying.
Like, Phaedra's like, yes, this is my home away from home. My penthouse. Oh, I love it. I don't love it as a penthouse. It's kind of dingy. It's actually kind of terrible, but like, it's cute for you. And she's like, thanks. So it was just you, Dan, and Parvati the whole time? So you were stuck with those dum-dums? Who was recruited? She goes, Parvati? She goes, no. So it started with you and Dan? God, I really miss a lot.
Yeah, she's like, Melba toast with no butter, no jam, no nothing, which is why I had to murder. It's like, okay, all right. She's like, okay, so what are we going to do? I got the vibe that he was dry as hell. So now what do we do? He's dead. Let's just kill dry people. Can't wait. And let's just kill dumb people. Can we kill more than one people? What if we just both start killing? What if we just kill everybody?
I have a question. Can we just kill Rachel Riley? I know she's not on the season, but maybe we could just like leave a little envelope on her kitchen counter saying you've been murdered. That'd be fun.
You know who I've wanted to be dead for a long time? Okay, it's a toss-up between George W. Bush and Captain Sandy. I really hate both of them. Both for different reasons, but it would be great to kill both of them.
Do you think we could maybe send a letter to Rocky from season 3 of Below Deck? Because she really could be murdered too.
And Phaedra's like, what is our strategy? And she's like, what? I'm new here. I have a strategy? What the hell? Jesus Christ. Does no one know what they're doing? No, no one knows what they're doing. There's one traitor left, okay?
Yeah, they don't have any plan. I mean, that has been the traitor's downfall this entire season. Their strategy has been, there is no strategy. And Phaedra really has not offered any strategy. Every time there's a meeting, she's like, so what do you guys want to do? So
she knows what's a bad idea, but she doesn't know what's a good idea. And
yeah.
Listen, I believe in that kind of negativity because that's how I live my life. You know, like when people on this show are like, oh my God, Ronnie called this four seasons ago. It's because I believe in nobody. So like I look very poorly on humanity. So when you call everybody an asshole, you're bound to be correct 80% of the time. So yeah. I think I go with that. You know, like how many good ideas are there in the world? Not that many. So if you just say everything's a bad idea, you're bound to be right most of the time because that's just how it works being alive. Negativity, guys, get on it.
Yeah. A pessimistic clock is right 2 times a day at least. So Phaedra's like, so she's like, well, what do you think? And so Kate's like, well, maybe Kevin, he's like a little annoying sometimes. Have you ever even seen him eat? It's like literally the most disgusting thing. And I've been a chief stew for many years, and this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And Phaedra's like, I mean, but it could look a little bit suspicious since he did vote for me tonight and had his brilliant eye-twitching argument.
I was like, yeah, I want to murder him for that. That was really rude. But we're not allowed to twitch now? I mean, what the hell?
She's like, well, but he's a follower, and he's following a dictator whose name is Peter. He's what I call a Peter pal.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. That guy really puts the dick in dictator. Hold on. Some LOL.
They are having a very fun time in the turret. Like, they are, I mean, the fact that Phaedra already called Parvati and Dan dry as Melba toast without any butter, and now they're talking about Peter being a dick, and Kevin, his stupid argument, banished him just for that. Like, I could just be happy with Phaedra and Kate just talking shit about the cast in their turret. They don't even have to murder anyone.
Yeah. So Phaedra's like, okay, of course it would be great to get rid of Bergy. I mean, to Peter, but we don't want another Bergy on our hands. He might have the shield. So now what? And so Kate suggests Trishelle. And she's like, I just want to kill her because of bullet points. Like, seriously? Like, who shows up with bullet points? I hate people like that. That girl probably has like a premium subscription to Sheets.
Yeah. And
is there a premium subscription to Sheets?
I'm sure.
I felt bad about to make a Sheets joke because you love Sheets, and I'm not personally coming for you.
Oh, you're talking about Google Sheets. I thought you meant like linens. There would be a subscription to XL for sure.
Well, there you go.
I know that as someone who
I had to cheapen it up. I had to cheapen up my own example.
I know.
You accidentally looked into it. What are you talking about?
No, not accidentally.
When you were Christmas shopping for yourself, when you were putting your Christmas list together for Santa, you're like, Santa, all I want is a premium Excel membership, please.
No, it's this whole thing where, like, for the crappies, I had to make a PowerPoint, but PowerPoint wasn't working, and the function that I wanted to use, it said it's not available on this type of PowerPoint. You've got PowerPoint 2016; it's not available at this for this PowerPoint. So I was like, you know what? Fine, I will do this because I need to make sure that this presentation for the crappies looks absolutely perfect. So I upgraded to the newest PowerPoint, which meant that I had to get the whole Microsoft suite, which meant it was a subscription. And now I have an Excel subscription. And guess what? The function still didn't even exist in the new PowerPoint. So I got duped. I got duped into thinking that if I upgraded and spent money on a new PowerPoint, that I would have this feature, and I didn't. And at the end of the day, I wound up using Keynote. So it was all for nothing. And now I have an Excel subscription.
So we'll murder PowerPoint.
I would love to murder PowerPoint right now. I nominate PowerPoint.
PowerPoint and people who use bullet points. Okay.
And she's like, oh my God, that little notebook with your funny little hats. It's like, yes. Now they're coming for the berets.
The paperclip. The Microsoft paperclip is truly the traitor, by the way. Like, her stupid. I was so happy when Pedro said with your funny little hats, I cracked up. But it actually turns out that a lot of people are wearing berets on this show. I feel like I've really singled out.
Kate started it. You know, Kate started that whole beret look. You know, showing up in like just the snotty beret.
Right.
And Tamara copied it, and Trishelle copied it. It's like the traitor's look. Kate really is a trendsetter, guys. So,
but I think that
look at all those people who started cleaning their house after they watched Below Deck. It was crazy.
But I really feel like Trishelle is most proud of her berets. Like, I think it all stems back to that first episode where she's like, I hope I don't get murdered tonight because I have a lot of looks I want to debut. So I think it's that she really felt like she was going to like be breaking the internet with her fashions, and it's just berets. That's what drives me nuts.
So now we go to the next killer, and they've decided. And Kate's like, they deserve it. And Phaedra's like, wow, you're a natural born killer. I love it. Bang, 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 bang. Murder.
Let's do this. It's the best thing I've done in this castle. Look at the smile on my face. Kate, you're not smiling. That is my smile. Oh, huh. So,
signed, sealed, delivered. You're dead.
I think you're doing great. We're going to be a killing duo because I'm definitely going to make it past the next round table.
Yeah. So Kate's like, oh my God, I've only been a traitor 5 minutes, but already everybody's dead inside my head. I'm going on break. So she's like, I'm going to be good at this. I'm going to burn the castle to the ground. So Alan's like, oh, now that we have a diabolical duo, they have committed their sixth murder. This morning, survival players have to deal with Trishel's beret, because surely she's not gone. Let's see.
So now it's breakfast. So Kate and Sandra arrive first, and Kate's like, oh, and here
only the beretless die young. Sorry, Ben. Go ahead. That took me a minute.
Beret Heart, starring Mel Gibson. Famous movie about the Scottish people.
And just like Braveheart, no matter how many times you try to cancel that fucker, they keep showing up.
Everybody loves Braymond.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
From Wondery, this is Black History For Real. I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm Conscious Lee.
What do most people think about when they hear the words Black History?
Rosa Parks, Reconstruction, MLK, February, Black History Month.
Exactly, exactly. There are so many stories of Black history that we just are not really talking about or thinking about, especially outside of February. And we are about to flip the script on all of that. Because on this show, you're going to hear a little less
in August 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
And a little bit more.
She is a heroine to some. As a fighter for Black rights, she is a villain to others.
Follow Black History For Real on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on February 5th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting January 29th. Join Wondery Plus on the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Academy is a new scripted podcast that follows Ava Richards, played by HBO's Industries' Myhala Harold, a brilliant scholarship student who has to quickly adapt to her newfound eat-or-be-eaten world. Ava's ambitions take hold and her small-town values break in hopes of becoming the first scholarship student to make the list. Bishop Gray's all-coveted academic top 10, curated by the headmaster himself. But after realizing she has no chance at the list on her own, she reluctantly accepts an invitation to a secret underground society that pulls the strings on campus life and academic success. If she bends to their will, she'll have everything she's ever dreamed of. But at what cost? Academy takes you into the world of a cutthroat private school where power, money, and sex collide in a game of life and death. Follow Academy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Academy early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So they get this. So Kate and Sandra arrive first. And Kate is now... Kate was like very excited to be a traitor. But now the reality is sinking in that she actually has to... play the role of a traitor. She has to... Now she is no longer a faithful. Now she has to play the role of faithful. And it's not as easy as it seems. There's a lot of self-monitoring. So she's like... Huh. Well, I've just woken up as a traitor and I'm just like not prepared for this. I'm like not a good liar. Like definitely don't like lying to my friends. Like the only way I'm like going to get through this is just to remain in my truth is that I'm still a faithful. Peter's a traitor. Still to the faithfuls. Faithful. He lied. He's stupid. He's a dick. He's the worst. It's going to work out for me.
It's harder because she's just not fake, you know? And
right.
She has the part of wanting to kill everybody down, but you have to have more than desire. You have to have, like, that talent for just being horrible and being able to lie to people's face without any kind of conscience. And she just can't, you know? And I think that's why no one's even suspected her. Because you would think the new person coming in, it's a new person. It's also Kate, who's got, like, a villainous slant to her anyway. So... Mm-hmm. you would think that they'd automatically guess her, but no one has brought up Kate's name because she's just so honest. She's like, you know, if I had the power to kill somebody, I'd kill you because of how you eat. You're disgusting. I hope you die anyway. I hope you die for real. Okay, so what are we going to do today? Is it going to rain? I hope it rains and drowns Kevin.
That was just her at the gate agent to get on the plane to Scotland. So Sam was like, you know what's weird is that we caught the traitor, but no one was happy and celebrating.
Yeah, you said that. Oh my God, did I just reveal myself? Oh my God.
So Sandra's suspicious of Peter. She's like, you know, Peter's cutting deals with traitors. Like, this is weird, you know?
Yes. And so then CT comes and hugs them. And Sandra's like, we're talking about Peter. He's a liar. And he's like, yeah, Kate, you called it when you called him out. You know, you said like, wait, no, one minute it's 100% poverty. The next minute he's protecting poverty. I mean, what the fuck's up with that? Huh?
He's always like, he's that kind of guy who's always sucking an air toothpick.
Yeah.
You know, guys suck like, they're like, mm-hmm. Does he have a toothpick? I feel like in my memory, he's always got a toothpick between his back teeth that he's just like letting spit build up on and then going.
I think he's waiting for a toothpick. I don't know if they have a toothpick accessible to him, but I think he's hoping to have one. But I agree. He's like toothpick ready. I also don't understand that as a trait in people. Like, I don't understand the I put a toothpick in my back teeth and now it's just there. I don't understand why people do that and why it's considered cool.
Well, I don't know if it's considered cool. I guess maybe because it's just so sharp. And you're like, look at me. I've got danger in my mouth.
It's like I'm not smoking, but I'm... Yeah. There's something in my mouth that looks like a cigarette, but it's not at all. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. So then Peter arrives and MJ's with him. He's like, good morning, guys. I was not expecting to be here. Oh, gosh. It's really getting to me. Thank God. Oh, I'm really not a traitor because I'm so excited that I'm still here. Right, guys?
And then MJ just goes up to Kate and goes, Kate, are you good? Are you good? What's going on? Kate's like, pardon, excuse me? Like, there's something amiss. Something's, like, different.
She picks her immediately.
Right away, MJ.
Because like, Kate is like that. She's, like, looking down. She's like, oh, look, Peter's here. I'm not guilty of anything. What am I guilty of? Nothing. So what do I care if Peter's here? Why do I want to murder that croissant? Does anybody think I want to murder that croissant? I really do.
God, does anyone have any boiled eggs? Oh, now I see why Phaedra says that.
I'm just like, yeah, like, it just seems like the light in Kate's face is just not totally there right now. It's almost like you grew an evil mustache and now you're twirling the ends of it with your fingers. Are you still a good person, Kate?
I'm totally good. Totally good. What's wrong? Like, I'm a good person. I'm like, really, I'm like so good. Ha ha. God, I hate this place so much. See, I'm good. Ha ha ha.
How dare you? I've never been accused of having light in my eyes.
She's like, shut up, MJ. I'm tired. Give me the coffee. Get off my back. I'm freaking out. I've got to get my shit together. I'm a faithful. Peter's a traitor. I'm a faithful. Peter's a traitor. This is why I don't smoke marijuana. I get paranoid, and then I think everything I say is wrong. Like, pass the eggs. I'm like, did I say that like a traitor, or did I say that like a faithful? If I were still a faithful, would I be eating this salmon? I don't know.
I've literally never seen Kate this rattled in all the years of Below Deck. This is hilarious.
So Sheree comes in, and she's like, I'm feeling so good walking into breakfast, because... finally, I get to show how good I am. And press your luck.
Sheree. No whammies,
I can't
everyone.
Wait until one of the girls comes out with different suitcases and I have to pick the one with the most money in it.
It's like, Sheree. Wrong game, Sheree.
Wrong game, Sheree. So now Phaedra and John come in. Everyone's cheering. And, you know, and so they're now it's coming down to just a few more. And yeah, they're all just greeting them, but now they're worried. It's like going to be basically Kevin or Trishel, but Trishel has the shield. So Peter's like, well, I know that Trishel has a shield right now. I'm just praying that both Trishel and Kevin walk in and we've successfully avoided any murders from last night.
And Phaedra and Peter agree to be nice to each other. And so Peter's like, so we're going to work together now, Phaedra? I wouldn't push it. That I didn't say that, you know. Calm down over there. So let's see who it's gonna be. Dun 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 dun. Trishel has the shield, so let's hope they didn't pick Trishel. Dun 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 dun.
And who is it?
It's Trishelle walks right in, but I'm like, yes, Trishelle walked in, but like I'm still like waiting. Is Kevin going to walk in too? What's going to happen here? It wouldn't be the end of the world if they both came in, because it could just, you can weave a narrative that there was no murder last night and said there was a recruitment. But luckily Kevin was murdered and there was no need for that. And so I was really happy to see Kevin go. I mean, I think I would have been happier if Trishelle went, but Kevin is like probably the, one of the worst cast members on the season. So I was glad to be rid of him.
So we see a flashback of Peter in the tunnels telling Trishelle and John, keep it a secret who's got that shield. So Trishelle comes in and people are like, yay, you're still alive. It's that tone from Reese Witherspoon. You've got a baby in a bar.
Trishelle's like, you guys don't seem to be that excited to see me. And they're like, yeah, no, I mean, yay, Trishelle, you're here.
So we know that Kate's guilty because they're like, oh my God, it's Kevin. And she goes, that sucks. So we know that she's a lie. So we see a flashback to the turret. And she's like, I just can't handle it. Kevin has to die. If I have to watch him eat one more time, I'm going to kill myself. And then you're still going to still be the only traitor here. So let's just kill him.
Yeah, it's going to send Peter for a tailspin. And Phaedra's like, I love it. I want to spin that tail. Oh, don't say that too loudly, because that's the show that Sheree literally thinks she's on. Spin that tail.
Mm-hmm. And Phaedra's like, I want to see him break like a little toy plane. Wow, okay.
She is ready. So Kevin reads it and he's like, oh no, do I get to keep this? So he's gone and our lives are immeasurably better now. So they're like, oh, Kevin. And Trishelle's like very relieved. And Sandra, she's like, oh, did you have a shield? She goes, I did, but only two people knew that I had a shield, which is interesting. Which I don't know if that proves actually anything at all, but that's fine.
Because she's like, we all know, listen, I'm Trishelle, and my whole life, I've lived with the knowledge that 90% of the people around me want me dead. So if I'm not dead, that means someone told someone that I have a shield.
Right.
Like, I love your logic. I'm just such a sucky person that the fact that I'm still here means that somebody betrayed me.
Yeah. Right. Kate's like, well, I can't believe we could have murdered someone with a shield. I haven't had time to process my shift from faithful to traitor, so I'm just like not thinking with the traitor mind yet. And then we cut to Phaedra saying, is that smoked salmon? Mmm, that'll be good.
Once again, every single week, giving yourself away with food love, and nobody catches on to it.
Yeah.
How does nobody catch on to it? It's so obvious to me. And so Kate's like, oh my God, get your shit together, Phaedra. I can't believe she's talking about the smoked salmon. I'm like, that surely everybody noticed. And nobody does.
Boiled egg. You know what I like? I like eggs that have been dropped in boiling water and murdered so I can chop them open and suck them down.
Okay, Phaedra, here's an egg. Phaedra. You can have mine. Nothing fishy at all about Phaedra.
So Alan walks in, good morning, my Machiavellian mob. And what a morning it is. Peter, bring Kevin to me. So Peter brings the wall and Alan smashes it. And he's like, oh, Kevin, up in heaven. Whenever the lark listened in the moonlight, I will see your face. Whenever the majestic stag bellows in the forest, I will hear your voice. Not really. Now, for the rest of you, the show must go on. Finish your macchiatos and meet me in the castle church for your mission, and don't be late or I'll be cross. Get it? Because it's the church. Church and cross.
Anyway, he's just done trying to come one. Up with witty things. He's just like, I'm done.
I'll see your face glistening in the moon. No, not really. Boom.
I'm like, wow. Not even going to rhyme? I mean, the Watch What Happens live writers try harder than that. Barely. But sometimes
she likes the Xerox and she likes coffee cups. A lady from the FedEx office and Captain Sandy Yawn tonight.
It's such a specific use of like such specific sentences that he says here that I wonder if there's some sort of like famous Scottish poem or song. I mean, whenever the lark listens to the moonlight, course, I will see your face. Whenever the majestic stag bellows in the forest, I will hear your voice.
It's got to be something. Of course, Ben. Yes, of course it is. It's called As the Deer.
Okay. As the Deer.
Yeah, As the Deer.
I should have known that, As the Deer.
I mean, duh.
As the Deer.
So, I think, I don't know, it's the first Google result, so I'm sticking with it.
So, they've got to go to the church. And CT goes, so John, you got a few words for Kevin? And John goes, well, bless him. And I'm like, well, John, suddenly you don't want to do eulogies anymore? What's going on with that?
God, we asked you one thing, Jesus. And so Peter's like, oh gosh, we just keep taking blow after blow. I still love you, even if you're not waiting for marriage to take blow after blow, Peter. Love you. Mom, this isn't The Bachelor. But anyway, you know, the other side of the house is getting smaller. I just hate losing. I hate it.
He's like, yeah, and today I'm feeling like there's a really, really good chance of getting killed or whatever. So now they're just now walking around, and Peter walks down the hall with Cade, and CT is with Trishelle. He's like, yeah, I could use some coffee. You want some coffee? Let's go make some coffee. She goes, can I come in here with you guys? He's like, yeah, of course. And Cade is like, so Peter, do you like this better than The Bachelor? He's like, oh yeah, yeah, I do. Really? This is more fun than having 25 women and your mom beg for your affection?
Yeah, it's just much harder because when there's 25 women begging for your affection, but they've all got the face in your mind of your mother, it just makes things a lot more stressful.
I don't know whether or not to take that as a compliment, honey.
Get out of my head. So Trishelle and CT are talking, and she's like, okay, well, what do you think that Kevin's murder says? What do you think that? And he's like, well, you know, like Peter looks sus. But it also might mean, you know, basic table manners are coming back in vogue. I'm not really sure.
It also could just mean that someone really wanted a muffin and they just never got it every night. So Phaedra's like, you know, every traitor that we found out has had some dealings at the point where they feel compelled to say, can I say something? You're going to talk. So she's saying that, like, people are asking, like, traitors have been asking Peter for permission to talk.
Yeah, and she's like, well, my name's not out there. You can't unring a bell. But we need to get rid of Peter, because he's the leader. And once the leader's down, the rest of them will slowly be murdered in acid. So then CT's like, you know, yeah, Peter's like, he's always holding something, creating confusion. You know, I don't like that. You know, and he's protecting the traitors blatantly. I mean, come on. Does that say he's a traitor? I don't really know. But who else could it be? That's all I got.
And Trishelle's like, well, Peter didn't want to get murdered. And so that's basically why he was like doing the thing, like picking the fight with poverty, basically, you know. And which is a good point. I mean, Peter definitely has the fear of someone who doesn't want to be murdered. So, but then again, you could also say that Peter has a record in this game of planting traps and lying or hiding things like shields. So he could also just be acting their part. So I don't think anyone's thinking on that level, though.
And the reason you should never go out of your way to help Trishelle, even when she's begging for her life and crying and then getting all upset that no one begged, because this is her literally 5 minutes after somebody gave her a shield and saved her ass, which did end up saving her ass. She goes, I love CT and I really trust him. But like, who do I trust, really? Peter or CT? I'm like, the man just saved your ass. And already you're like, fuck that guy. You see?
Yeah.
Terrible.
I know. And she believes that Peter is faithful and she wants to stick to her guns. So now Trishelle is talking to John. She goes, John, I really wanted to talk to you. I'm not excited about the round table. And he goes, well, Kevin's out, so our numbers are few, but we are where we are. 9 of us left. 5 votes would suffice to get rid of somebody. And I don't know, does your beret get a vote? Because that could change the numbers.
Let's hope that the rest of the house has more taste than whoever picked out that headpiece of yours.
Okay, well, I'm just going to ignore that. But now that we're down with Kevin, and they still have 4 people from the same network that are all voting the same.
So do you think that we are doomed?
And she goes, yes, I do. So then we go over to Phaedra and in the library with Sheree and MJ and Sandra.
And so Phaedra's coming pretty hard for Peter right now. She's like, I know everybody thinks I'm gunning for Peter, but seriously, I mean, he had to deal with Parvati, he had to deal with Dan. And Sandra's like, that's shush, that's traitor behavior. And Sheree's like, well, I'll tell you this. When they spun that wheel, they went to skip a turn, and nobody skipped a turn. Sheree! The wrong damn show. And she's like, I like Peter, but you know, I just don't really agree. Just because he was the last person to make it on his island doesn't mean that he should be in control. Sheree, that's not even the right game show. Are you paying attention to this show?
Here's how I feel about tonight. The emotion I'm feeling, it's something that you feel. You're happy, but you're not fully happy. There's a little bit of sadness. Sheree, the word you're looking for is melancholy, and we're not on Pyramid, okay? You're on a different show.
So then John joins the discussion, or Peter joins the discussion with Trishel and John. And they're like, so what do you think Phaedra is going to do? And Trishel's like, anything to save herself. And he's like, well, Trishel thinks we are doomed, good sir. And he's like, why? And she goes, well, they're not going to vote for Phaedra because they're all from the same network. So it's going to be one of us. Who's it going to be? And so, you know, negative Nancy over there. But she's probably correct.
By the way, Trishel's saying she's probably going to try to save herself. Saying that as if, like, look, she's such an evil person trying to save herself. Trishel, have you even seen your entire season, every single episode? Oh, please, 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 can I have a shield? Please, please, please. I'm going to get murdered tonight. Please help me.
So they start running the numbers and they decide they need to persuade Sandra and CT. Right. So John's like, well, at round table, it's important to construct a majority. So we must go around lobbying for support. Much more stressful than parliamentary session.
So now Peter goes to speak with CT in the billiards room. He wants to get CT on board. And Peter's like, so did I ask you, like, where you're leaning your vote right now? And CT's like, well, honestly, it's going to be you. He's like, you're leaning towards me, but I'm like, I'm America's sweetheart. I'm a nice guy, not me. He's like, yeah, you. He's like, oh, God. Oh, no. Well, it's like, well, I just don't believe anything you say, man. Oh, what do you mean? All the smoke in the mirrors, the politics, the booby traps, you're not consistent at all.
He's like, but we've gotten two traitors out. We blocked a shield from this. We got a blocked shield. I mean, come on, what are you talking about? I'm not acting like a traitor at all. And he's like, you don't have to like how I'm playing. Everyone can play different. He's like, listen, you asked me a question. It's you. Guilty. Guilty. You're guilty. He's like, I promise you, though. He's like, I don't care. I don't believe you.
But who else is there? Back to Phaedra? I mean, that's my only thing. At least you're consistent about that. So Peter's now like, oh, today is damn frustrating. Oh my God, it just seems like now instead of trying to win this game, we're just dealing with distraction after distraction. It's like, yeah, that's what happens. It's the traitors.
Right, and also you've made such boneheaded moves, Peter. Right. You kind of put yourself in this situation. So now he's saying, I'm playing too aggressively, and that's the problem. You're playing terribly, that's the problem, okay? So now it's time to head to the game. So he's like, oh, who can figure out this puzzle in the castle?
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So they all have to head to the church. And, you know, it's a bunch of reality people, so it's kind of a scary thought for everybody. And Kate's like, I mean, it is kind of terrifying. I just want to sit in the front row. You know what I mean?
Of course, my first day as a traitor, we're going to church. I mean, lightning is going to strike me down. Not because I'm a whore, like Trishel, just because I'm like a traitor. So they go in, and there's like all these people in masks, which I think is a callback to last season. I think last season they had a challenge in this church with people in masks, and they had to go like find people and get like gold doubloons from them or something. Anyway, so basically, like, the long and the short of it is that there's like a grid of window panes, and they all have people's names on it, and there's a crossbow, and the traitors have to shoot out the window panes, and every time they miss, they lose money from their pot of gold, and whoever is the last window pane standing is going to get a shield. So, you know, a little bit more impactful of a challenge because it's one of those challenges where it shows where people stand with other people.
Right. They basically have to choose who they're going to take the chance away from to be safe. Dun, dun, dun. And let's see, who's the first person that they all start to pile on? Because I remember John. They picked one person. Yeah, and they're like, well, John, you're safe anyway. No one's going to vote to banish you, John. And which, by the way, why didn't they just pick, Phaedra should have picked John, right, to be the traitor? Because no one is ever going to suspect John at this point.
I feel like she was scared that John would turn her
down. Do it. Yeah, so that's true. He's a politician, though. You know,
yeah, he would.
They can all be turned.
He would be he actually would be an amazing traitor. So she actually, Alan starts with her, which was kind of, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on her, right? If she has to make the choice instead of just being able to follow the pack. So she starts with John and she misses. And then they basically are all missing over and over and over again because they haven't quite figured anything out. But then it's actually Phaedra who starts to kind of like turn the tide because they get really close to someone. I forget who it was. I think it was maybe MJ or something like that. But Phaedra comes up with this idea of like, actually, I'm going to go for someone here. I'm just forgetting who it was.
Sheree,
you're right.
Surprising because it's like they were so bonded, you know, after Sheree saved her in that fire ceremony. And now she's like, I'm going to go for Sheree now. Sheree's like, well, I guess I'm goose now. Everyone else is duck. It's like, okay, now you're just in nursery rhymes.
Now you're just. But her logic is, look, our thing is so close that I'm just going to like move it up a little bit, you know? And in fact, I wonder if that doesn't even matter. The point is that like that Phaedra like launches this idea that we don't move this crossbow that much. We just sort of keep it in a column. It's easier to go up and down versus left and right. And what was funny is that she shoots at Sheree, or someone shoots at Sheree, and or Phaedra does, and then Sheree actually cheers. She's so caught up in the excitement of someone finally hitting a glass pane that she gets up and goes, yes! I'm like, you know, you just lost your shield. Actually, Phaedra misses.
Yeah, Phaedra missed that one.
I can't keep up with who got hit or missed because there's only one significant thing that really happens in this challenge here.
I mean, but it is very groupthinky, this whole thing, because first they throw out John, so then they all try to hit John. So then Phaedra's like, I'm going to switch to Sheree. So then they all switch to Sheree. You know what I mean? Even though they're supposedly a strategy or whatever. Yeah. But I think they just basically needed to practice because they start getting some. And
it's MJ who breaks Sheree's pain. Alan, by the way, could not be more bored with the challenge. He's like calling out the producers, like, why the fuck do you have these people doing this thing that takes 3 hours for them to hit a piece of glass? I need to be going home. I need a massage now. So they get excited and now they start getting on a roll and they start hitting pain after pain after pain after pain. And at one point, like they're going for CT's window pane. But it's all the way up in the upper left corner, and they keep missing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And so they're losing a lot of money. And so Sandra says, you know what? I think the best strategy is to get Trishel out, and then we'll do the top. Because Trishel's window pane is all the way in the bottom right of this grid, the exact opposite of CT, but she is the only one in the bottom that has not been hit. So Sandra's proposing this, probably thinking, let's just take an easy shot, and then we'll work on the top again. But it's Phaedra who said, I think because Phaedra hears Sandra propose it, Phaedra thinks, okay, this is not on me because Sandra proposed this idea, so I could pretend like I'm just following. So she goes and aims at Trishel.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, like at this point, I'm really set up to get that shield. I mean, everything around my name is Smash, you know? And like, I mean, Phaedra should be doing what we've been doing, which was just trying not to lose money and just go for the top pain. So why is she coming for my pain?
What part about going after the easy shot is about like not trying to lose more money? Like that's, of course, like it made total sense to do that, just to go after the easy shot, like get what you can get, right? But of course, Trishel plays herself as the ultimate victim.
Yeah. So Phaedra misses anyway. She misses Trishel's pain. And so Trishel's like, red flag, you're a traitor. Okay.
Everyone else around Trishel has been, you know, like no one was keeping Trishel's pain there because everyone was saying, we need to make sure that Trishel has a shield. No one was saying that. Only Trishel was saying that. It just, for whatever reason, Trishel was not shot out.
Yes. So then Kate takes it out finally. She takes out Trishel's shield. So now there's only CT, John, and Kate left. And let's see. My note-taking turns to shit here because this is where I'm like, I don't care. Just tell me who won.
Right.
Tell me who wins the thing.
Basically, ultimately,
this one was more fun because it was fun watching people get so offended that they weren't chosen. I like those.
Yeah, but CT is the one who actually wins the shield. I think it comes down to like John and CT. So CT wins the shield, so he's safe. And so now they get back in the vans. And in one van is Sandra and John and Phaedra. And Sandra's like, John, if CT wouldn't have hit you, I wasn't going to shoot for you. I was going to shoot for CT and try to get you a shield. John's like, oh, bless you, Sandra. Bless you so much. And think about it. You were the first one we were targeting, and now look at you. All the way to the dam and John. He's like, yes, yes. I really don't care, but thank you for this nice little pep talk.
And CT thinks that Phaedra and Sandra purposely prevented Trishel from getting the shield, and that's traitor behavior to me. He's like, so now I got to bring it up to everybody.
It's not traitor behavior. I'm sorry. It is not traitor behavior to knock out Trishel's window pane. It's a logical thing. There's a reason why her window pane was the only one in that area that wasn't smashed out. It's because that area was so easy to smash out that everything around it was easily smashed out. That's why. So, of course, you would go back to the area where it's easy to smash things out, and you smash the last thing out. That's there. So, in fact, I would say the more traitor behavior would be whoever it was that moved it away from Trishel.
Yeah, well, I guess they're just saying because they all agreed to do this tactic, you know, because that's the thing on this show. Everyone's like, oh, my God, it's teamwork. But of course, you know, you eventually have to all kill each other to get the money. So it's like, right. It's just teamwork until I slit your throat at the very end. Yeah. So,
Trishel van, Trishel's there with Sheree, and Trishel's like, I did feel a certain way when Phaedra decided to take it all the way off of CT and put it on me. It did seem like that was a complete opposite way to target. And Sheree goes, yeah, yeah, because you got to go diagonal. No, well, I mean, yeah, you have to go diagonal, so that was part of it. I mean, yeah, it was more like it was the opposite end of the grid, Sheree. Yeah, but diagonal. Diagonal's for traitors, right? Yeah. Okay, can we get someone else in this cast, please? I really don't think she understands what's going on here.
So they're suspecting now that Phaedra is guilty, guilty, guilty of being a traitor. And sure enough, they cut to Phaedra going, mac and cheese.
It's just
reveling in her villainhood.
Stay away from the food, Phaedra. It's an easy tip.
It's so funny to me that that's like her thing. Like, when we're going to catch Phaedra being really evil, loving food.
Trishel walks in. She goes, God, that mac and cheese looks so good. Do you know how mad I am that I can't have dairy? God, I'm so... You know what? Anyone who eats mac and cheese, I think, is a traitor. Because they're doing that to me right now.
Now, listen. There's a lot of people who can't have dairy. Dairy doesn't do great for my stomach either. I'm not saying that lactose-free or anything like that is a fake thing. But you know how sometimes someone comes out with something like that and you're like, of course that's you. Like, of course you're the one who's like, oh my God, I can't have mac and cheese. Of course you can't.
Of course Trishel can't.
I can't. I feel like Trishel, like, I know that a lot of people have that stuff, and I'm not dissing you personally. I just feel like Trishel is that person who's like, oh my God, thank you so much for having lunch. Oh, wait, hold on. Excuse me, waiter. None of this is prepared on a counter, even close to a counter where there's gluten, right? It's like, of course that's you.
It's the way she advertises it, right? It's not that she has it. It's the way that she will, you know, draw the conversation to a stop. Like, she'll make everything stop to announce, I wish I could have that mac and cheese, but I am lactose intolerant. It is awful.
Yes. It's like they say, you know, you're going to know the person who does CrossFit because they'll tell you. You know, they have that saying, or like, you know, the person who doesn't watch TV because they'll tell you, or you know, the person who's a vegan because they'll tell you. She's just one of those people, you know, who leads with like what a hero they are because they don't have dairy.
Yeah, she is unfortunately the very literal extension of Maya Angelou. When someone tells you that they are lactose intolerant, believe them. But that's probably Trishel. If I tell you I'm lactose intolerant, believe me. Believe me. So anyway, Peter is like, he's like, okay, I'll say this. Believe it or not, I will be put up for murder, and I can totally see it, and for banishment. And I have all the evidence to lay out exactly how I can't be, but it's not going to matter because we don't have the numbers anymore. So what are we going to do? So John's like, well, I have an idea. CT is not going to shift. He's going to go with her, come what may. And I think Sheree will, because she doesn't even realize she's in Scotland. I think she said, wow, I never knew Los Angeles could be this murky. Strange. So anyway, you've got to think of who might be persuadable, and I'm minded to think in terms of Sandra and MJ.
So Sandra's passing by, so they're like, Sandra's here. She's like, can I come talk to you? And they're like, sure, Sandra, of course, Sandra. They always seem so guilty to me, yeah. Even when they're not really doing anything wrong. So he's like, okay, well, obviously, Phaedra. I'm all right, guys. We cannot lose the faithful tonight. And Sandra's like, you know, I'm going to listen to what you say at the round table, because I think I'll know when you start talking. All right, I'm going to go grab my food. Phaedra's literally rolling around in mac and cheese on the ground. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Just keeps saying murder over and over while rubbing mac and cheese into her face. It's the craziest thing.
So Trishelle basically tells John, go, John, you have to change Sandra's mind. People listen to you. People listen. So her plan is that they're basically gonna like try to convince. And so Peter is gonna distract Phaedra. This was smart. Peter basically pulls Phaedra for a chat, like a bullshit chat, to be like, where's your head at? Like, maybe we can work together. I just want to hear. But he's basically separating her away so that way Trishelle and John can talk to the rest of the gang.
So he's like, so Phaedra, what are you thinking? Your hands are covered in blood. She's like, I was putting ketchup on my mac and cheese. Delicious. What are you thinking? Possibly about being chewed up and spit out like the little bacon bit I found in my mac and cheese and murdered. It's like, wow.
Do you mind saying that again at the round table? So Kate and Sandra are trying to tiptoe over. Kate's trying to like listen in on this conversation with Peter and Phaedra. And Sheree's like, Kate, tiptoe on your toes. It's like, thank you for the seminar, Sheree, on how to tiptoe.
So Peter's telling Phaedra, I don't want it to be you, but I think it is you, and it's probably going to be between us tonight. But there's so much evidence that I'm not a traitor. So then Trishelle is going for her plan. So she's like, guys, can I come in? Are very classy berets allowed into this room, yes or no? Are you guys into people being allowed? Decorated by multiple black ribbons?
Can people who are serving a Luke, LEWK, allow it into this room?
So she comes in, and MJ's like, of course, you haven't missed anything. We're just sitting here. They're talking over there. And she's like, okay, guys, it's between Phaedra and Peter. We all know it's Phaedra. We know it is. Do you need... Okay, so, you know, when she goes all the way from CT, she could have shot CT, but then no one could shoot that, so then she shot my name because it was easier? I mean, that's crazy. She's obviously a murderer.
Isn't that the most compelling evidence you've ever seen? That she went for the easiest target, which happened to be me. That is traitor behavior. Trying to
I literally called
team.
The actual literal police.
Do you know? I mean, the police in London's called Scotland Yard, and we're in Scotland. It was so easy. It all made sense.
So, let's see. Then Kate's like, well, neither one's lying about who a traitor is and telling us not to vote a traitor out, you know, if you want to use that logic. And she's like, what? Logic, but I explained the reason, and you know what I'm talking about, which is the exact scenario that's happening right now. And Kate's like, I mean, look, she's telling us, she's like, I know that Peter's not a traitor, because I'm a traitor. And he's like, definitely not cool enough to hang out with me. So I know it's not him.
So Trishelle's like, Phaedra has four people who will never see evidence. It's like, y'all have blind loyalty to her. So this now MJ is like, because now Trishelle has challenged MJ's ability to be an independent thinker, which I think is unfortunately going to be the downfall for Phaedra. Because MJ's like, that's not true. I didn't come to this castle to win a personality test with these ladies. And if any of you do that, we're all going to lose. So I'm going to go in with a very, very open mind.
It's interesting that she knew, well, I guess Trishelle didn't know, but she happened on one of MJ's triggers, which is the blind loyalty thing. Because on Shaw's, that was always a criticism. Like, you and Reza, you guys stick by each other no matter what. Nah, 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 nah. And so then the second they didn't, they turned into, like, bitter enemies. Mm-hmm. And I think they both felt maybe more powerful as people. But then their show went down the tubes and they ended up getting canceled because nobody wants to watch that. You know what I mean? So it's like an interesting thing because loyalty probably plays really heavily on her mind. So bringing that up, she's like, then I'm voting Phaedra out.
Right.
Bingo.
I think that like MJ is now, I think that Trishelle planted a seed in MJ's mind that like it's more important to show that she's an independent thinker than someone who follows the flock. So she's basically like, look, if Phaedra's a traitor, then I really think that Shrake and Kate and I will be more interested in finding that out and then worry about what Phaedra will think. So, you know, so unfortunately, Trishelle has done a pretty good job here. So now CT is sitting alone in the kitchen and he's like, you know, so while we were at today's mission, I feel like Phaedra and Sandra purposely prevented Trishelle from getting the shield. And that's traitor behavior for me. And this one might be a little tricky, though, you know, because I consider Phaedra a friend and I don't know what to do. Oh, man, this game is getting tough.
Yeah. So then he has a talk with Trishelle. And he tells her all this stuff, and he's like, you know, but we've got Sandra and Phaedra, and I see Phaedra staring at Sandra, you know, and then I look over, and then she's quiet, you know. He's like, long story short, you know, I don't have any space between my teeth, but I've always got an invisible toothpick in my mouth.
Yeah.
Think on that one for a second. It's like, so do you actually use the toothpick? Nah, I just chew it. Why? I don't know. Nobody knows.
Just eat it. Makes me feel better. Yeah, this freaking challenge really messed up Phaedra's game. Well, Phaedra messed up Phaedra's game because now CT's not on her side anymore. But I love how, like, even though everyone was targeted at some point, John was targeted first in this game. Sheree was the first one who had her glass broken. It's Trishelle who is convinced that her pain, and I mean that in both words, pain and pain, is evidence of traitor behavior. And I'm just like, ugh, it's...
Well, I think Phaedra is being pretty obvious here. And I think Phaedra is starting to slip up because she's been confronted too much and she's losing it. I mean, she needs to stay... She's staying calm, but she needs to, like, keep her chill. You know what I mean? Because she is looking kind of guilty. Like, she's bringing Peter up too much. Like, they get it. You don't like Peter, you know? And I think it makes sense because Peter's always coming for her. So it makes sense that she wouldn't like Peter. But she's starting to lose a little bit of her, like... You know, cool-headed.
She messed up this challenge big time. I mean, look, the truth is that I think it's okay that, like, there's a crack there. People are suspicious of Peter, try to push that open. But I think that what she should be doing is pushing open, like, throwing Peter under the bus, but also trying to court Trishelle. Be like, hey, I know you've been coming for me. You've been totally led astray. I get that. Don't worry. But, like, don't go after... You know that Trishelle is a Trishelle, and you know she's going to act like this, and she's coming for you. Don't do anything that's going to really kind of, like, activate her. So that's where Phaedra really is not so strong at this game. She doesn't really understand, like, how to mollify her enemies so well.
So then, let's see. So they talk about who they're going to vote out. And he's like, well, I don't want to vote for Phaedra because she's been good to me. But, you know, like, it's a catch-22. I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. And so she's like, let's do it. So then let's see. So now it's roundtable time. Dun, dun, dun. And Alan's like, I'm salivating at the prospect of tonight's roundtable. It must have been cold there in my shadows. To never have sunlight on your face. You're dead now!
Beneath my wings, too. You stayed beneath my wings, and you'll die beneath my wings. So, the two tribes are going to it. So, Phaedra's saying how, oh, well, Peter... They're basically sort of, like, talking each other up. Like, Phaedra's saying how Peter doesn't like her, but she's like, I just have to defend myself and try to make it out of there, but I will never be intimidated at that round table. And then MJ is talking about she's going to go into the round table with an open mind. So she's really like fixated in this idea that like she is not a follower. She's going to think for herself.
And Kate's like, well, I mean, it's really been difficult for me to get used to being this. But, and you know, like if we do vote for Peter, but then it turns out that he's a faithful, then people are going to be like, oh my God, but then why did you vote for Peter? So, I mean, I have to have a really good answer for that. So I guess I have one because he's dumb and I hate him and I'm glad he's dead. I hope that works.
So John is like, it is vital that we hit the right target tonight. My view is that Phaedra, she's a traitor. And if we don't get rid of her, she will get rid of us.
Yeah, so Alan comes in. He's like, here we go, you terrible shots. I haven't seen that many bad shots in a row since I joined the gay shooting team in high school. Have you ever tried to play horse with a group of gay Irish boys? It didn't end well.
The point is this. I'm about 30 years older after watching your stupid challenge earlier today.
Sorry. I just have to say I'm sorry to every gay person for projecting my terrible performance at the basketball game horse as a child onto every gay out there. It wasn't really fair to you, and I get it. But that game really was traumatic. Not only did you have to make baskets, you had to spell a word. It's just difficult, and we had to play it all the time. I'm still mad about it.
Did you ever propose all these years later. Pig?
Well, yeah, if you wanted to play short, that you know how to play, right? Because can really do that. Yeah, if you want to play a short one.
I mean, you always do pig instead of horse in my book because I'm like with you. I'm like, oh, we're only at R. When does this ever end?
I know. It's like forever. It's such a long speech. So John gives a big, long speech. He's like, I'd like to say something. Who's there so strong? Order, 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 order. British, like putting British, on a little British. Wig. Yeah, he's like, yes. British, British, crumpets, crumpets.
Yorkshire puds and Crudgington Telford Shropshire. Goat cheese, and furthermore, God save the king. Thank you very much, Phaedra the traitor.
Yeah, so he goes on this big long speech about how he loves Phaedra and she's a lovely person, but a traitor. And first, two people banished as traitors, both named you as a traitor. And the second point is this is also a game of skill and intuition and calculation, maneuvering, but your approach, Phaedra, is to avoid error. You fly low. I was like, okay, geez.
I know.
Some kind of score eat the damn lady.
You are non-committal by day and fatal under the cover of darkness. I'm absolutely clear in my mind that if my attempt tonight to banish you is unsuccessful, I won't be here tomorrow. So now is not the time to sit on the fence. You have to confront and defeat the enemy. You are a traitor, and you shall be banished until eternity. Trishel, why are you trying to put a beret on my head?
I just was so moved. I was so moved, John.
So then, I mean, I don't want to give away my strategy. I'm just trying to make you look as stupid as Trishel right now, so no one will believe a thing that you're saying. Because, God, she really looks stupid.
Both of you putting on berets on my head.
I also wanted to see if they would stack.
So then Phaedra's like, well, I'm glad you're not God. You speak very...
And this is when Phaedra... I love when Phaedra is like, I don't want anyone to know I'm a murderer. So then she just gets like really evil sounding. Yes. She's like,
you speak very eloquently, but you're not in Parliament, so you can give that a rest. You know?
Just get to the point. We'd really appreciate it. The case of me, I am a faithful, and while you would love to protect Peter, what those two traitors, who you both so eloquently, not in Parliament, said you banished, had in common is that both of them were in collusion with your bromance. Do you know that word in England? Your bromance, Peter.
So this is a very good point that she made. I thought this was a very good defense. She's like, wait a minute, Peter's saying I'm acting so guilty. Like, what the hell? Everybody who's gone is in collusion with your lover. So she's like, well, if you're such a traitor hunter, look at you, traitor hunter. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I love that she says that. Like, it's like the devil in movies where people are possessed and the preacher comes in to do the exorcism. And they're like, oh, look at you, Mr. Holy Christian motherfucker. They start taunting him. That's what she gets like. And I love it. She's like, oh, look at you. None of you have any evil, are you? Big traitor hunter. Well, aren't you a man?
Yeah, why aren't you talking about that? And since you so eloquently defended him, he likes me so much, now he wants to work with me? Answer that.
So Peter's like, whoa, okay, that's not true. Just because I had a conversation with you tonight.
She's like, no, you had all those closed door meetings that you say, oh, leave the room, I'll talk to you later, la, la, la. So by the way, at this point, I'm like, this is good. Phaedra's doing a good job, because at this point, I think she's, these are the things she was anticipating, so she is ready to go.
And she knows that everybody saw him pull her aside to have a conversation with just her, you know, which is fishy. So he's like, hey, there's nothing wrong in a game of traitors to want to have private discussions, you know? I mean, you never know who's listening. I mean, I think there's a disconnect here. And she goes, oh, really? You think you can play all of these tricks? Well, let me ask you one question. Boiled egg. Boiled egg.
You think you can plant this here? Oh, I'm going to plant this here. I'm a true faithful. Well, what you might have forgot, Peter, is that this is not The Bachelor. And I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose. Boom, commercial break. And we are back. I don't like how you play the game because it's all about me. So I don't have to answer to you when you come to me saying, convince me that you're not a traitor. So that's where you got me messed up.
And he's like, okay, well, God, that makes me angry. I mean, it's not that I want you to be a traitor. I just think you are a traitor. You know, I mean, I liked you until those words that you just gave me. I was like, oh, no.
Poor Peter.
Peter taking his friendship away. Oh, no.
I know. All I've done this entire game is do my absolute best to find the traitor. You know I rejected your letter. You probably didn't like it in a heartbeat. I don't know.
But this guy, you can tell that this guy has dated a million women because he does not give a fuck. Because if this was me, I would be like, I'm sorry.
I know.
You'd be like, I'll do whatever you want. What do you need me to do? I'm so sorry. But Peter's like, I don't give a shit. You're mean.
Yeah. And Phaedra's like, I don't know anything about your letter. Now, this was a mistake for Phaedra, I think, also, because Phaedra should have been like, what are you talking about, a letter? What about, like, at, or maybe she should have said, oh, so now all of a sudden, so you're telling me that you got a letter to be recruited, and now you're saying you didn't get recruited, and yet right after you got that letter, you started telling people not to vote for Parvati, and now we're supposed to believe you're not a traitor, even though you admitted that you got a letter?
But he told people he got the letter, right?
I know, but she should have said that now to remind everyone. Isn't it funny? He got this letter and tells everyone he didn't accept it, so that way he can have, like, he can take a shred of truth of something, but then immediately after he gets that letter, he suddenly doesn't want to vote Parvati out of the game. Instead, he wants to put the focus on me, which is also who Parvati was trying to, you know, throw under the bus. Isn't that convenient timing? Listen to Ronnie, I had a whole day, I had, like, all of Friday, I was writing down these cases.
Like,
I was
going to the Supreme Court.
I was going to the Supreme Court. I was ready to argue on Phaedra's behalf.
I think it's so funny how they just, like, fall into their personalities from their shows, you know? Because she tells him all that, and he's like, well, sorry I rejected you. You're just mad because I rejected you, you know? It's like it's all going back to, like, the same Bachelor language. I think it's so funny.
I know, and he's like, you can critique my gameplay all you want. All I'm saying is, don't call me a selfish player, because that's the last thing that I am here.
So CT is like, the evidence we do have is, listen, I'm just going to throw it out there because I'm thinking about it. But here it is, Exhibit A. Okay. If we're going to look at the knuckleball, what did he say? He's like, why would we just move over and have he starts talking about shooting and who are we aiming? And he's like, why would you not just keep going in order instead of coming all the way down for Trishel? You know, and she's been attacking you recently. And Phaedra's like, excuse me. And he's like, you wanted to prevent her from getting a shield? Well, listen, I'm not even in the game, and I want to prevent her from getting a shield. I mean, my God, I want to, like, literally lure her into a crosswalk.
And I think that Phaedra could have said a few things here. I think that her saying, you say what, or saying, or I was not preventing you from having a shield. I don't think that Phaedra defended herself on this point very well. I don't think she defended herself at all. I think she could have said what I said before, which was, listen, we were losing a lot of money. And the reason why I went after Trishelle is it was an easy shot. You saw everything around her was broken, which was further indication. The stuff was broken, not so that way we could give Trishelle a shield. It was so that way, because those were easy shots. And then I might have even said, and you know what? Quite frankly, Trishelle is always making a stink all the time that I think there's a good chance she will get murdered by the, I think there's a good chance that she will get murdered by the traitors. And you know what? I prefer her to get murdered instead of me. So her not having the shield is just better for all of us because she's most likely to get murdered. I don't know, something like that.
So then Trishelle jumps in and she's like, honey, you went out of your way. And Phaedra's like, first of all, Trishelle. She goes, no, you saw that I might get the shield because all the ones around me were busted. And, you know, it was going across. That was the plan. We were supposed to go across. But then you went for me. And she's like, Trishelle. She goes, let me finish. It's like, oh.
Yeah. So then she's like, so you, I saw that. And I was like, who voted for her last night? Peter, me, and Kevin. Where's Kevin? No longer here. Eating a muffin somewhere in probably, I don't know, an airport lounge. You murdered him. And then today, you wouldn't let me get the shield because you wanted to murder me. Me!
You know, the good thing is that this game is only a few weeks, but real life is a lot longer. And Trishelle is eventually going to need to go to the courthouse, and she's going to need to get a permit for something. And Phaedra will have her ass blocked. You remember when she did that on Real Housewives of Atlanta, allegedly, where Candy couldn't get her permits because she was fighting with Phaedra, and she was accusing Phaedra of, like, literally using political connections to stop Candy from getting her permits.
I will never forget that.
I mean, Phaedra will make you pay forever. Have some respect, madame.
Well, the thing is this. Trishelle is going to have to live with the fact that she may win this game, but she's going to emerge from this game knowing she was right about everything except for Peppermint. But she was right about a lot of things and that the audience hated her regardless. She's like, but I was right and you guys hate me for being right. And she's going to be frustrated with that for the rest of her life.
Okay, so she's like, you know, she's really going for it. So she's like, you saw, you know, you were like, who voted for her last night? Well, Peter, me, and Kevin. Well, where's Kevin? He's no longer here. You murdered him. You did it. She goes, I wasn't targeting you, Trishelle. And she's like, I had no one around me. I was going to win the shield, and you knew that. And you were like, she can't have the shield. She's going to be murdered just like Kevin. Bah, bah.
And Phaedra's just like, Trishelle, but I think Phaedra is caught off guard by this whole thing. I don't think that Phaedra realized that there was such frustration around this whole game. And so she doesn't really have a retort, or at least it's not shown on TV. So Sandra, she's like, well, my whole issue comes down to this. Peter, you wanted to save Poverty yesterday, but you knew that she was a traitor. That just sets off alarm bells. And Shrey's like, yeah, I mean, it did not make sense to jump from where we were. I mean, to save Poverty, you think that she's going to give you information, but you know what? She knew the password all along. We're not playing password, Sheree. We're not. Oh, okay.
And Peter's like, well, at the end, you have to have a legit chance of winning. You have to get to the end with someone that you actually know for sure is a traitor. And, you know, no one's ending the game with Parvati in the game because they know she's a traitor. So, I mean, that's all true, but then wouldn't that give what Phaedra said more credence that you were trying to work with her?
Right. And so she's like, well, why do you run around with the traitors? Why did the traitors always have to get your permission before they could even speak? And she goes, you seriously think I'm a traitor? We have evidence in this game. The evidence about Bergie and the shield block. Why would I have misfired on a murder to Bergie? And then Sheree goes, no, yeah. So
Sheree, it's like September. Fall.
Who's Berkey?
Spring.
Bergdorf Gribben? You got Berkey? I got Berkey?
Oh, so Peter's like, it proves I'm not a traitor. No, it proves that you're acting like you're not a traitor and having a little gang of goody two-shoes that will keep you safe.
Yes, and it's like, that's when you say, you have proven, you even admitted you created this scheme to, like, lie to Dan, to flesh this. You've proven that you can lie, and it would not be out of the realm of possibilities that you have killed people on your side to make it look like we are all the murderers. If there's anyone who's capable of doing that, it would be you. And furthermore, it also wouldn't make sense for you to do a shield block, but also maybe you weren't a traitor at that point, but you've since been recruited. I don't know. I'm like, Can you see I'm working myself up already again, Ronnie? I think you need to like give me a pep talk after this episode. Be like, Ben.
So MJ is like, she's like, this is gut-wrenching because like I don't know if I trust Phaedra, but like Peter would get rid of me in 2 seconds, you know, which is true. And so dun dun dun, everyone starts voting. And now it's like even Stevens, right? Yeah. And we don't know who's gonna win. And the last vote is MJ. And she starts, she's like really nervous. Did I make the right choice? And she starts to turn it around. And well, we will see you next week.
And we see those fucking credits start to show up as they're voting. I'm like, no, you're not going to do this to me, Peacock. You're not going to do this to me. And they do. But I think Phaedra's, even if Phaedra makes it through this week, I cannot see how she makes it through next week. Because if Peter gets voted out, he will obviously say, I'm a faithful. And so then I don't know how Phaedra gets out of that jam. However, if Phaedra is banished and Kate has to recruit someone, if she's given the same opportunity to recruit or kill, like basically, or I should say, if the person is told you either become a traitor or you get murdered, I think she should take on Peter, force Peter to be a traitor. And if he says no, then he's eliminated, which is great. But you make him a traitor, and then you immediately expose him. You immediately throw him out there and be like, he's a traitor. So that way, it fully rattles Trishel and John. They now no longer have any sort of faith in their own instincts, and then watch them scramble from there.
Well, let's see.
Can you tell
the first season? The first season only had 10 episodes, so this was episode 9 of this year, and there's still a lot of people left. So do you think they're just doing a longer season?
For sure. I think it's probably going to be, I feel like it'll, I was going to say 13 episodes, but maybe it's going to follow like the other, maybe it'll be like a 15 episode season. Probably 13.
Hmm. Well, I guess time will tell, won't it?
Not quickly enough. Not quickly enough.
That's the truth, man. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us today for the traitors. Just make sure you're kind out there and don't murder anyone. Go get tickets for our European tour. And Netflix is a joke comedy festival. All that stuff is over at watchwhatcrappens.com, guys. If you want a video of this, go to Patreon. That's also where our bonus episodes and stuff are. And we sure love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.